WPRN-FM presents Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on PRN-FM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable here on PRNFM.com. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful woman. She is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the show, Oakley Ogden. Welcome to the show, Oakley. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Muriel.
You're very welcome. I have to say, I love your name.
Thank you.
It is just so cool.
You can speak my parents. That's a family name. That's pretty cool.
It is. It's beautiful because I used to watch a show when I lived back in England. It's a long-running show. It must be going on for like 50 years now, called Coronation Street. And one of the original characters from it, her last name was Ogden. So I always remembered that. And Oakley, you just don't come across an Oakley every day, right? So
no. There are not many of us in the world. I've checked Google.
There you go. It was in the top 100 for baby girl names last year. There you go.
It wasn't.
Wonderful. Well, why don't we start off by just basically giving our listeners out there a little insight about yourself, Oakley, and how you got into this field.
Into psychotherapy. You know, Muriel, I like to say that it was 36 years of a slow surrender, me kind of being arm-wrestled by the universe. And finally, when I gave in, is when everything came into alignment. I think it started a really long time ago, actually. Back in high school, I was given a lot of opportunities to lead younger classmen in pretty intense conversations. And that just kept growing and growing. And when I got out of high school, I went and I worked for Young New Yorkers in Manhattan and watched these amazing young people kind of find gifts inside of themselves and offer them publicly on stage and just find a whole new meaning for why they were getting up in the morning. And this sparked something in me, and I kept chasing this. And so then I was working at a charter school for at-risk youth. And, you know, it was really when I was in the hallway with the kids that had been kicked out of the classroom, talking to them about what was going on at home, why they just felt like they couldn't pay attention, why this material didn't matter to them. That's when something came alive in me, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go even further. And I went to grad school and got my master's in psychotherapy and opened my private practice shortly thereafter. And, you know, along the way, had some really incredible opportunities to create with amazing colleagues, you know, co-founding a camp in Southern Colorado for rites of passage for kids, working on a curriculum and launching Young New Yorkers in Manhattan. And so, and if I said I worked for Young New Yorkers, I meant City Kids when I was younger. But, you know, it was just this conglomeration. And you know, to be honest, inside of all of that, I would even keep asking myself, like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this what I want to do with my life? That kind of question. And, you know, it was really, that's what I was talking about, the surrender. Because I think to a lot of people on the outside, it was really obvious. But for me, it wasn't so obvious because I was so interested in so many things, and this was a passion of mine, one of many. But there was something that I finally had to acknowledge that would happen for me and happen for the person I was with when we were working together in groups, one-on-one, that I couldn't deny anymore. And that's when I really stepped into what I do professionally.
Absolutely. And it's so funny. I love how you said that, you know, you were basically arm wrestled by the universe, because I think sometimes and the universe won. But it's difficult because sometimes I think we have an idea of what we want to be or what we aspire to be, and then all of a sudden things just change in our lives and our priorities change, and then all of a sudden you know, you find yourself basically needing to be at peace with yourself. Well, I can sit here and talk about this the whole afternoon, but I'm not going to do that. Instead, what I'm going to do is go to a very quick commercial break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a jiffy.
Do you think you could share a free ebook called Viral Attraction Marketing Secrets if you had proof it would build an active team under you before you had to pay to join a great company? I'm Christy Sales, offering you the chance to see this system works. Download your free ebook now at icanmakecash.com. We have high demand products and a spotless reputation for paying every week. icanmakecash.com.
Hebe Rose New York is cool yet conscious. A fashion handbag brand that uses elements of natural or recycled materials that come from plastic bottles. They are recycling, upcycling, and ethical. Each handbag is edgy, but has classy appeal to enhance buyers' unique and authentic style that they would want to display. For information about Hebe Rose New York, contact April or Barbara at 646-522-5110 or visit heberosenewyork.com. Together, let's save Mother Earth. One beautiful handbag at a time.
PRNFM presents Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on PRNFM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here on PRNFM.com. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and prior to our little commercial break there, we were talking with Oakley Ogden. Basically, Oakley is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. So I wanted to find out, go back to you and find out, Oakley, we were talking about basically how the universe finds you and how you gravitate towards people and things. How do you think this has affected you and your life, like over the past 36 years?
Well, I think one thing that really caught my ear that you were saying right before we went to the commercial break was priorities change. And, you know, there's a point where you just need to find peace inside yourself. And something really came to me well, you were saying that, and, you know, my becoming a psychotherapist and working with young people and women in kind of all domains, when I said really yes to that inside of myself, when I really took responsibility for what I wanted to do and offer in this world, it dawned on me that it wasn't personal. It dawned on me that my calling wasn't because I was special or because it was like the magical thing. It was just what I was here to do. Does that make sense? It was just a role that I got to say yes to and fully embody it. And that's when I found that peace inside of myself. It just became somewhat not personal.
No, absolutely. I think that's what it is. And I think sometimes, and you need that connection, because otherwise it's just going through the mill. It's just going, you know, constantly the same routine, and that's what it becomes. It's a routine. But I assume in your line of work, it's not a routine because you deal with different things on a daily basis. And if you don't mind me asking, what is the one thing that you notice is happening more often with the kinds of, you know, clients that you're getting in over the past 36 years? Have you found that they're, you know, you're focusing in on a special type of person or a special type of incident that, you know, you seem to be getting more of?
Yeah, the theme that I notice across the board that's really become present in the last 2 years is are people who really feel stuck. They really want to get somewhere and they don't know how to get there, and they're just battling inside themselves. They're exhausted from the fight. They're kind of hopeless sometimes. Depression and anxiety have taken over, but there's something in them that knows this just can't be it. This just can't be all there is to it. There's some will to get to the other side that's left, and that's really that spark of will is what brings them into the office and makes them a perfect fit for the practice that I have.
And do they, I mean, before they come, do you find that they have to first of all, find that ounce of courage in themselves, because I think the hardest thing that you can ever do is actually admit that there is something going on. I think actually acknowledging it and accepting it is basically half the battle, because I always find that when you go in and you talk to somebody, you feel so much better. But do you think there are a lot of people out there who cannot find it in themselves to, you know, to basically make that move?
I really agree with you. You know, as far as a lot of people out there not being able to make the move, I would just say it's because they're not ready for whatever reason. You know, it's I really trust the process of awakening in people. And I've had clients, you know, reach out and then, oh, I'm not ready. Reach out again. No, they can't quite schedule the appointment. And it's okay. I hang out. I'm here whenever they're ready. But I really think that you're right. Half the battle is saying, you know what, I can't tolerate this anymore, or I really do struggle with this. I really don't want to live this way anymore. And I see so many people who have such a high threshold for discomfort, meaning they can just put up with so much, and they almost get a sense of their own identity from it, like, I'm really strong because I put up with this, or, you know, something like that, you know. So it really does take something to say, wow, maybe there's something more for me. Maybe I can live even better than I'm living now. It doesn't always have to be disastrous either. You know, there are clients that come to me that say, I need to refine this. You know, I just, this relationship can't be all there is. It's not fulfilling these needs, X, Y, Z. You know, there's always a deeper dive available to us.
Right, absolutely. And it's so funny, because just now listening to what you're saying, I'm sure there are so many people out there, our listeners out there right now, who are like, oh my God, that's so true what Oakley just said. The fact that you mentioned that, we kind of like, we build ourselves up and we almost give ourselves a pat on the back for taking all this discomfort and pain and grievance. We're like, yeah, I'm really strong. I can handle it. And we kind of like, you know, give ourselves a medal for it, which is really what we shouldn't be doing. You know, it's like, how far have we come there? It's like now you're a martyr, but you know what? We shouldn't live like that, because shouldn't we wake up every day feeling good, or try to wake up every day feeling good? And it's just crazy to me, as you just mentioned it, I can only imagine how many people, you know, you see who are like, well, you know, I'm a strong woman, or I'm a strong man, because I deal with this every day. And it's like, but you shouldn't have to. Now, do you think it could be a cultural thing?
Yeah, absolutely, Muriel,
because I say this because there's, I come from, like, my parents, like, devout Catholics, and, you know, like, I see my parents, and I see, like, you know, friends of theirs, etc., who've been married for, like, 50 years, and they should have separated, like, 40 years ago and made everybody happy, you know, but it's like, But it's like till death us do part, and that's in sickness and in health. And it's like they should have an extra line there, and till torment do us part. Because, you know, do you think that sometimes it should be like we need to move on?
You know, it really depends. And I think sometimes that thing inside someone that says, I'm just going to hold on, I'm not ready to let go yet, sometimes that can be the intelligence that's telling us, there's something here that's left for me to learn. I'm in this relationship to make one of the biggest breakthroughs of my life. But we don't quite get there. We just hang out in, I'm not leaving, I just can't. Versus, you know, doing the work that's there for us to do on a personal level. And then when we've made the effort to do that kind of work, when we become clear about what our values are, what our vision is for our life, which is not a common thing. Not a lot of people have a vision for their lives. And when we kind of get in touch and reorient to that place inside of ourselves, that truth inside of ourselves, then you come back to the relationship and say, okay, are we going to keep doing this, or are we just beating ourselves over the head? Is this really done?
Right. So you're saying you have to basically soul search in yourself and try and figure out basically what they're can be done within yourself to try and change things, etc., and then work together and then basically then figure out what the next step is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically I'm saying if you're in a relationship that you don't like, don't bail. Don't just jump ship. That's a reflection.
Right.
You know, everything around us in our lives is a reflection of what's going on inside of ourselves. So take it as an opportunity to go deeper in yourself. Once you find that voice, that truth inside, it'll be very clear whether you should stay or not.
Absolutely. Now, very quickly, I want to find out, for our listeners out there, and I'm sure there's people who are like, okay, you know what? Maybe I should go and speak to somebody. I should go and talk, you know. What can they expect? Because as I said, I think it's going to, I would imagine it to be a very scary thing. Going and, you know, spilling your heart out, talking to a stranger, being intimate with your thoughts and feelings. What can they expect when they come to, say, for instance, you? What would be the outline? How would it work? What would the process be?
Beautiful. I love that question. So I just want to say for people who are out there who are thinking, who are resonating and thinking, you know, maybe I should go talk to somebody. First of all, we kind of have a culture that puts a lot of shame around needing help. And we are in a huge paradigm shift on this planet. And by accepting help from others, we can empower ourselves. So there's no shame in going out and saying, hey, I didn't have it all figured out. My mom and dad didn't give me a manual to life, right? Like, I want to go talk to someone and do some self-exploration. Like, right on. Good for you. So when you make that call and you start to, you know, find a therapist, the number one thing to look for is a level of connection and comfort. You're building a relationship. And it's the relationship that's there that's going to help heal whatever there is to be healed, whatever there is to explore. So when somebody comes and comes into my practice, there's a very thorough intake process that gives people a lot of different a lot of different moments to really feel out if I'm the best fit. So you do an intake form, then we have a free 50-minute consultation. I offer a couple free phone calls in between that if you've got questions, emails. So it's really a process where you get to feel out, is Oakley the best fit? I don't know. Maybe someone else is. And I also get to feel it out. Maybe I'm not the best person for whatever you're dealing with, and I'm going to make sure you get the best referral I've got on my list for whatever you're dealing with. So the integrity is really important there. So say it's a yes. We both say, yes, this would be awesome. I'd love to work with you on both sides. A person would come in and the first several sessions are just about creating and building a relationship of trust, sharing as the client wishes, details of what's bothering them, generalizations of beliefs. And we're there together, just like you and I, Muriel, you're helping me guide this, this sharing. I play that role in my work. So I sit there and I'll ask certain questions that are going to move people toward different areas in their life that talk about vulnerability, authenticity. I'll never push someone past their level of readiness. My clients are the ones in the driver's seat. I'm kind of like the student driver in the passenger seat with the e-brake. If we're careening towards a wall, I'm going to pull that e-brake. I'm there to keep us safe. I'm there to make sure that nervous systems are regulated and that everybody can really discover themselves at a pace that feels good and feels right. Education, empowerment, and teaching people to fish are the main takeaways. So, I'm really interested in people kind of discovering themselves at their own pace. And I'll tell you, all my clients have their own pace. Some people jump in and they're ready to do serious, serious work right away. Others, they want to talk about it. They're touching in. They're exploring some things for the first time. This is the first time they've ever talked about it. We may sit and talk about that for 6 months. So it's really about the client being ready. After that, we do dive in. There's tons of opportunity in my practice to do very deep healing work around trauma, depression, abuse, you name it, you know, we go for it. And what I offer that I think distinguishes my work from a lot of colleagues is the training and the ability to go to the core, the origin of where our issues arise. So it's a very unique work that doesn't take long, actually. You know, that deeper work can take one or two sessions, and then we move into coaching. Okay, great. So now you've cleared something at a core level. What are the habits and patterns that are left that we can work on together to begin to re-envision your life and create that life you love?
Absolutely. We're going to go off to a very quick break. We'll be back in the jiffy.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit kdmaandtheactorsstudio.com. That's kdmaandtheactorsstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
PRNFM presents Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on PRNFM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here on PRNFM.com. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have the wonderful Oakley Ogden from Denver, Colorado. Very quickly, Oakley, one of the things that I wanted to mention was I think it's so important that people come and see, you know, a psychotherapist such as yourself, because I've heard so many times that people go to the doctors for ailments, for high blood pressure, for whatever it is, you know, and it turns out that a lot of the times, all these things that they go to the doctors for is basically because they need help. They need like some form of psychiatric help to some degree because of the fact that they are unhappy, they are in a bad relationship, they are depressed, etc. And people need to realize that basically a lot of the times, you know, the mind can lead to the body physically not being well. Do you find that a lot?
Absolutely. I don't have a word big enough to like exclaim my joy from hearing you say that. The mind-body connection is inextricably unified. It's our minds create our lives, and so many illnesses that we see out there are stress-related. You know, are people pushing themselves past their points of just living a life that really doesn't feel good on some levels, right? On other ones, it really works, and on some levels, it doesn't. And, you know, eventually they get pains here and aches there. And, of course, it can get much more serious than that. You know, it's not only the mind, it's the emotions. You know, everything is connected. And that's one of the reasons I teach meditation in my practice, which I find to be a cornerstone to, you know, personal development work.
Okay, unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show, but for all our listeners out there, this afternoon, you have been listening to Oakley Ogden. She is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Go over and have a look at her website. It's www.oakleyogden.com. Alternatively, you can email her at oakley@oakleyogden.com or give her a call at 720-663-9056. Again, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on our show, Oakley, and we sincerely hope you come back again in the very near future. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. on PRN-FM, the Professionals Radio Network.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her, just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.